Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my fellow humans, and welcome to Drop the Drama here on Spirit Therapy Radio. My name is Nicole Tomasini, and we are in the middle of Mercury retrograde, and that's happening. There's drama all around us, really. So, what are we going to do about it? Well, today I'll talk about some different ways to deal with drama, but I want to start with the idea that, do we really want to get rid of all drama? Let's face it, we really kind of love it. I mean, that's Downton Abbey. Downton Abbey is a beautiful British soap opera, and the problems are complicated, and the people are complicated, but a lot of people love it. I love it. So choose your favorite show. Choose your favorite. No movie is a movie without some conflict. So I think to begin, we just need to acknowledge the fact that I don't think we really want to get rid of drama. It's just a matter of whether we find ourselves in drama and don't want to be. We want to change the channel, but all we're getting is Days of Our Lives and The Young and the Restless. So that's when we put in our technique to handle it. So there's always drama. I was sick last week, and you know, I feel 1,000 times better, but still have a little froggy going on. And it's been quite a weekend. I don't know about you guys, but, you know, never a dull moment out there. Mercury retrograde, and then the weather is changing, and so the rain, and then we had a full moon on Wednesday, and a total lunar eclipse, and then we have a solar eclipse coming up in a few weeks. So the cosmos are dramatic, and it affects us too. And so this retrogrades are always about, seeing what needs to be cleaned up and what we still don't need, and because it'll try our patience. This one's been pretty strong. I think it's super strong, like with the technology and things like that, just to let us know that Mercury retrograde really is a real thing, in case anyone was wondering, because here I am, my new slogan for Mercury retrograde. I'm going to steal it from the LBGTs. We're here, we're queer, and get used to it. I mean, that is what's happening with the Mercury retrograde. And it's part of the cycle of what we have to go through, but it's very necessary because the stuff comes up and you're confused already. And so you have to deal with it. Like it becomes too much. And, you know, maybe you're a patient person, but if you get too many buttons pushed, your patience level goes down to, you know, lower levels, and you're starting to freak out. You need to learn more about how to deal when you don't have the patience, or you don't have the energy, or you don't know what's going on. So, and again, that's drama that we love to watch our heroes climb through caves, and, you know, his mother's dead, and this beast won't stop running after him. And what does he do? He's got to dig deep. He's got to come up with something. So, again, I just want to point out, we definitely do love this theme. So how do we work with it? Let's start with that. Well, I came up with a slogan: stop, drop, and roll, or let it go when we encounter drama. Stop, drop, and roll, or let it go. So let's explore that for a second. So with the stop, just like when we're in fire, we stop and we go, oh crap, the building's on fire. And it's the same thing with drama. We go, oh, what is this? Is this drama? What is happening in front of me, or what is happening in myself? So the recognition of it in the beginning is crucial. And it depends on how long it takes us to find it and to recognize it. And I think that immediately attaches to how much drama we allow in our lives and we give ourselves, is how long you're going to ride with someone else's drama before you realize that it's drama. And, you know, maybe you've been talking about this for God knows how long. I mean, I think 3 hours is too long, but some people spend 3 years on the same dramatic topic. So, you know, whether you're living it or you're listening to it, if it's been 3 years and it's the same topic, you got to stop and think about it for a second. Like, why this is going to take me down? This is going to slay the almighty king? I mean, is this what's happening here? Because it's taking all your energy and it's taking all your focus. And what are the feelings of drama? It's anger, it's jealousy, it's irritation, it's frustration. So do we really want to live there? And, you know, but it's the TV, it's the news, it's fearful people around you. And in yourself, it's that pit in the stomach, and because you're thinking about something and that's creating trauma in you. And, you know, there's a lot of ways that trauma can come up. Money, love, parents, the children, worry, comparing yourself to others. That's a drama series that'll never end. Compare, because there's always going to be someone else that you can compare yourself to and feel crappy about yourself. You know, because it's all perspective. I mean, there's no reason to look at anyone else and think that you're any less than, or that they're any more than you. So, but my goodness, you know, the perspective and the attitude really is everything. Because, you know, I think it's just seeing yourself. It's being able to look at yourself and go, what am I doing here? And I'm surprised at how many people have never done that. I mean, really, you know, have never stopped to see what is spewing out of their mouth, what kind of energy wave they may be creating in other people or the place around them. I mean, I am fully aware that when I'm annoyed, everybody knows it and everybody feels it, whether they're tuned in or turned on or, you know, asleep or awake. Everybody feels it. And it's just part of me. It's been that way since I was a child. And I didn't really understand as a child what the effect I was having on my surroundings. But now, as an adult, and, you know, thankfully with good friends that said, you know, when you're annoyed, Nicole, everybody feels it. And I'm like, really? Like, I just thought I was being quiet. But it doesn't matter. It's the energy. So when you find yourself in that situation, I mean, I realize now that, okay, I don't want to shit all over this party. So either I need to fix myself, I need to remove myself, or, you know, regroup and come back, like, you know, but we're not going to send this vibration into the place where we're in. So, you know, a lot of people have never even stopped to think about that. And, you know, if you're dealing with people that are like that, I don't know, man, good luck. I've been thinking, a recurring question is, you know, who are the people that I will not be able to help and are unhelpable? Who are these people? Because, you know, so far, everyone that has come to me is doing wonderfully for spirit therapy sessions. I mean, you know, it's just the truth. But who are the people that I can't help? Well, they're the people that can't listen to themselves or others. They're people that won't help themselves. And people that can't accept that they have a hand, that they're creating what's happening around them. and won't look at themselves and run if they see something unfavorable. You know, only you can do the fixing. Nobody else can do it for you. So anyway, I'm a little slow on the technology because I, for the second time, poured all kinds of water on my keyboard. And the first time it happened was like a week ago. And it totally came back to life. I was like, amazing. And this time, I mean, it took a bath and it's not working. So I got to use this other keyboard that has like a couple keys that don't work. And typing, like the words were going off the parameters in the Microsoft. Anyway, Mercury retrograde is a trip. So, all right. And then drop the knowledge on yourself. Drop it from the emotions and see what it really looks like. Drop it. You got to drop it on yourself. Okay, I've stopped because something's going on. Now I'm going to drop it. What's going on here? Why am I feeling this way? Why does this look like drama? Has this been happening for a long time? Is this new drama? All very good questions. If it's old drama, realize that you're having an epiphany of, wow, I've been listening to this for a very long time and I've just realized that this is just a bunch of drama. So, you know, take some regrouping and you're probably going to feel all kinds of things about it, you know, angry, da, da, da. But the best thing is to get to a place where you can drop the emotions from the thing and just go, okay, what is this? What is this? Why has it been happening? And I think the slogan for that should be, objects in the mirror are smaller than they appear. Nothing is as big as we're making it out to be in the moment of dramatic conflict. So, yeah, so drop it and then roll or let it go. I think they're two different things. Roll with it is, you know, fix yourself. Make some decisions about how to deal with this and what you're going to do when you encounter it again. Make a plan. I like that one a lot because, you know, let's say some dramatic thing unfolded in your evening and you didn't really know what to do in the moment, so you said or did something or nothing, and then you come home and you regroup. You go, okay, what's going on with me? What's going on with them? And why did I not like this? Why did this cause a dramatic feeling in me? And what am I going to do about it? How can I just sort of let it go and either accept the person for that this is the way they are, this happens, and I still love them and I still want to spend time with them, and learn to shield yourself from that drama. And so you can come up with a plan. You know, when this comes up next time, I always do this. And then I get sucked in and I'm down the road and I don't want to do that anymore. So, all right, make a plan. When that person starts talking about that thing, have some key phrases you can throw out. General and short are usually the best ones. Isn't that interesting? Or, didn't we talk about this last week? Yeah. And your energy change will change the parameters, especially if you've been reacting the same way and getting sucked right into somebody else's drama. You can go, okay, I don't want to play this game anymore. And so when it comes up, you got to stand firm. You got to be like, I'm a stance, and I'm not going to get sucked into this conversation. So I'm going to show from the beginning that I am peaceful and calm, and I'm just going to sit over here. And if you're talking about this thing, you are doing a monologue because I'm not chiming in. And it's amazing when you change it like that. People go, whoa, what's going on? And, you know, they can go into a little bit of a frenzy, especially if they love the drama, because now you turned off their favorite TV show. You told them that you're not going to play anymore, and they might not like that. So, but I suggest silence is really the best thing, and just small affirmations of support for the person, but not the topic, if you know what I mean. So, yeah. So how you're going to roll with it, or let it go. Don't hang out with that person anymore. Don't go to that place where that thing happens. And also, you know, in your own brain, if you keep chiming in the same thought that keeps manifesting the worry, you got to learn how to let it go. You got to go, no, brain, I told you, I am not having that conversation with you as quickly as possible. So, because it's about your vibration. That's why we don't want to get sucked too much into drama, because then you're in this loop of, I'm talking about drama, I'm living drama. I live drama, so now I have more drama to talk about. And then this person's drama, I'm excited because it's not my drama, it's someone else's drama, so it feels like new drama. And, you know, before you know it, you're a stressed out queen or king. I mean, you're getting paranoid. And then drama happens, right? Oh my God, I was already late and my car broke down. Oh my God, this happened. Oh my God. So, you know, it doesn't sound like fun to me to live like that. One of my clients wrote in when I posted that I was going to talk about this. She said, seriously, if you don't live in the Ukraine, Palestine, or West Africa right now, you don't have drama. Put it in perspective. You know, how important is this really? I think that's a good way to do it. You know, I mean, that whole, well, you know, don't waste food because there are children starving in Africa. You know, okay, but to realize that we are fortunate enough to not have bombs dropping on us, and that we are not in physical danger at any given point of the day, I think can really give good perspective. I mean, I think it's an immediate calmer. And, you know, and even for the people that are living in those places and do have bombs dropping, can give thanks for, well, bombs are dropping all around me, but I'm still here. And hopefully I have a few loved ones, and I have this and I have that. So there's always room to be grateful. And, you know, we all know about the gratitude, right? I mean, we've been talking about these things for a while, but it's really the tools. The wrench always looks like the wrench. The screwdriver is always the screwdriver. Are you getting sick of the screwdriver and the hammer? And I don't know, start inventing something else? I mean, you know, it's just a thought. And also with the let it go. Oh, everybody's choosing their train right now. What vibrational track they want to be on. And if you're working on being in the best possible vibration that you can live in for your life, and someone else is choosing some other vibration that is not part of what you want for your life, you may have to make a decision. Do you want to keep going back and getting that person when they fall and it happens, you know, every 15 minutes at the race? I mean, you're never going to get where you're going if you keep going back for people. So the let it go, it's about not having so many emotions about realizing that maybe you are on a different path from someone else. And it doesn't mean that you don't love them, and it doesn't mean that, you know, they're a terrible person. It just means you're here and they're there. And, you know, Kansas is not California. It's too far. So and what vibrations and energies we're bringing with us, you know, that includes the people around us, because now our vibrations are really mixing on a high level. So to choose who you want in your basket and what kinds of stories and what kinds of talk you want to enter your brain and your vibration. Same goes for the news and TV and the commercials. I mean, it really is an onslaught on your mental capacity, your brain, especially those commercials, because it's all jingly, it's very brainwashy, and I mean, many people have said that there are subliminal messages behind commercials that, you know, make you either want to eat more or munch something or, you know, be angry or be stressed out or, you know, I don't know if it's true or not, but still, you're talking to me, you're forcing me to listen to something that I didn't sign on for. And you're interrupting what I really want to watch every 10 minutes. So it makes me irritated. So, I mean, I haven't had cable for years, but, you know, when I go to my mother's house, there's cable and it's kind of like fun. You're like in a hotel room, but, you know, after a while, I'm like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. How can anybody sit through this? It's such, anyway, you know, just the choices about what's entering your brain, you know, and then you can make better choices about what's coming out of your mouth and coming out in your brain, you know, how you talk to yourself. So, yeah, all right, so there's that. But then sometimes you can't get the drop and the roll part going, right? Like, it's a distraction. Your monkey mind won't put it down, or it's such a strong energy around you, and you can't walk away, you know? It's your child, or it's your parent, or it's your job, or whatever, you know? And you're having trouble dropping it in your own head, then what do you do? Well, the first is to acknowledge that if this is happening and happening this strongly, it's clearly a lesson that I want to teach myself. It is a challenge, and if it is uncomfortable, everything that gave me this challenge knows this is uncomfortable and is trusting that I am going to do what I need to do in order to make this situation comfortable. And every time you do that, you grow exponentially as a person. And it feels so good, because then you can go, oh my God, this situation used to make me crazy. And now it doesn't bother me at all. Or, you know, every once in a while, all right, but I just remember and I go, yeah, whatever. It really doesn't matter. And I think, you know, especially if you're in a job, there's different ways to do it. A job that you're just going to for the money, and you know it. And, you know, maybe it's not, hopefully it's not terrible, but it's not what you would choose if money wasn't part of the equation. So your attitude when you go there, before you get there, is everything. Because if you go there with a bad attitude and hating it, it's just going to hate you back. I mean, I've done it. You know, I used to hate the place that I worked, and I was making so much money. I mean, there was like nowhere to go. And I just hated it. And then these weird things would happen where, like, you know, some angry dude would just like end up in my bar and all this, and then people, the new managers would come and pick on me, or somebody, you know, there were so many little things, but they were huge, and I was so irritated, it just piled on top of the irritated. So that's what happened. I was like, okay, this is ridiculous. I mean, no amount of money is worth this drama. So what can I do? So I just started to remember the money. When I went there, and I was like, it's not that long, Nicole. It's not every day, all day. You just go there and, you know, enjoy your thoughts. Enjoy being you. Enjoy life. Enjoy the moment. Just, you know, and then you know you're going to enjoy the paycheck when you get it. And any kind of drama that happens, you just go, you know what, I don't care, because I don't really care, you know, about what's going on in this job. So I don't really care what's going on with you either. Like, you're all just part of some sort of, like, Sesame Street, you know, in the neighborhood. You're like, oh, look at you with all your problems. No one can find Snuffleupagus. You know, everybody's freaking out. So, you know, whatever, people. Like, that is a huge difference with not only your attitude, but your vibration. I mean, now you're soaring above the situation. And, you know, you haven't let it go, but you've surely learned how to roll with it. So, and then what if you can't find a way to make it better? Like, every time it happens, it just makes you nuts. Here, I'll share this with you. I was in the bath, and my roommate said he was going to clean and run the vacuum cleaner, which is fine, doesn't bother me at all, in the bath. And then he's got his headphones on, and he starts screaming the lyrics to whatever he's listening to. So I'm hearing screaming and the vacuum, and I'm trying to go within when I'm in the bath and clear, you know, and it's intermittent. It's like Chinese water torture, right? You can't just tune it out. It comes and goes. So I was like, okay, you know, option A, you scream from the bath, shut the F up. I was like, no, there's going to be no screaming from the bath. This is a sacred place. So either get up and go out there and tell them to be quiet, or sit here and figure it out. And guess what? If it's happening during your meditation time, then this is exactly what you need to learn to meditate with. I mean, you know, there are no accidents. So figure it out. And I used one of Daughters of Isis bubble baths, bubble bombs. By the way, amazing, amazing. This one was unnamed. She sent me a sample, and it just felt like the right thing to do. So I put it in there, and there was one juniper berry that was like floating near my stomach. And so I picked up the juniper berry, and I just looked at it. And I looked at my hands, the shape that it made, looking at the berry, holding the berry in my hand. And I realized that I was immediately not annoyed at all. I was fine. I was just in this moment of looking at this thing in my hand and holding it. And I thought, wow, this is very interesting. And so I put it down, and then the screaming happened again, and I immediately was annoyed again. So I picked it up in my other hand and I looked at it, and I was immediately calm. And then the yelling would happen, go, come, go. But while I was holding it, it was fine. And why? Because I wasn't trying to do anything. I wasn't trying to go within. I wasn't trying to concentrate on something. I was just allowing the moment to be me holding this berry and whatever sounds were happening around me. So that's an amazing gift. And so then I realized, okay, maybe we're not going to do what we came in here to do, because that's happening outside. So adjust. So let's think about, why is this sound annoying? I mean, luckily he doesn't have an annoying voice. I mean, it was screaming, but like, I know the song and it's a cool song. So I kind of concentrated on that, and like, is this sound so terrible that I can't, like, my head is exploding? No, not at all. So why is this sound a problem? Because I'm deciding that I have a problem with it, because it's going against what I wanted to do. But if I let go of that, then I could just soar with it. Of course, you ask, you know, well, what happens if you can't? Like, you have to concentrate on this thing. And that brings me to, when something needs to be said, when and what to do when you need to say something. Because, you know, it's not always just stop, drop, and roll. It's not always a fire. That's the drama. So I'm going to come back and talk about that. And I'm going to take my break. So listen to the Black Keys, Little Black Submarines.
Little black submarine, operator, please put me back on the line. Told my girl I'd be back, operator, please. This is wrecking my mind. Oh, can it be? The voice is calling me, they get lost and out of time. I should have seen it glow, but everybody knows that a broken heart is blind. That a broken heart is blind. Pick you up, let you down when I wanna go to a place I can hide. You know me, I had plans, but they just disappear to the back of my mind. Oh, can't be, the voice is calling. Get lost and out of time. I should have seen it glow, but everybody knows that a broken heart is blind. That a broken heart is blind.
It's like one of my favorite songs. And the Black Keys are pretty amazing. I like that because everybody knows that a broken heart is blind. And I listen to this song so often that I find myself thinking about, what does that mean? And a broken heart is blind because you're coming from so much pain and heartache and maybe worry and fear, that you're operating from a place that is in the darkness, so it's blind. And I think that's a good point to acknowledge when talking about drop the drama, because some people really just have no idea what they're doing because they're so emotionally hurt or negative or angry that, you know, they don't know where they are. So it puts it into perspective when someone is giving drama that, you know, to acknowledge where they're coming from. I mean, if you're getting that much drama from this person, you probably know what's their deal, what's their problem. So remembering that can also turn on the compassion gene, which is very helpful because it can help you to step out of the drama. I mean, one of my favorite exercises is when I'm getting caught up in something that's earthly, be it something personal or something going on in the world, like war, and you're starting to get angry, to raise yourself up and look at it as your oversoul would see it, as, you know, higher beings see it, as God sees it, whatever. Something that is outside of this world. And so, of course, the world gets smaller when you pull yourself out of it. And you realize, first of all, size-wise, this is, whatever's happening with any human down there is very tiny. And so you can kind of see the world energy instead and go, okay, you know, this is a warring time. People are waking up. Everyone's a little fakakta. What's going on? The cosmos are bombarding this tiny little planet with all kinds of things. So, you know, so now let's look at it from our strain, you know, from our life, and see what's really going on here. And it's much easier to have compassion, because when you look at people like you're talking to their oversoul, no matter what is coming out of their mouth down here, if you love them, if you have love for them, you can talk to their oversoul. You can go to your higher self and talk to their higher self and go, listen, I love you. You know I love you. Of course I know you love me. And, you know, but right now there's crazy things coming out of your mouth and you're spewing all kinds of, you know. And their oversoul always understands, I know, man, I'm a little nutty right now. I'm not. We're doing our best to try to, you know, and then you can work with your angels, their angels, and go, okay, you know, help this person to find the light in their life so that they can let this go. And, you know, two heads are better than one. Two oversouls are better than one. It's amazing what spirit can and can't do without your permission. And so sometimes just giving permission to go, okay, I love your oversoul, even though I really want to say I can't stand your lower guy right now. Let's work together to get this going here. And, you know, that's a double, triple, quadruple whammy right there, because you've, first of all, tuned into your higher self. You've also tuned into your angels, and you're communicating with your angels and going, hi, I need a little help down here. You've connected in with this other person's higher soul and their angels. So that's a lot of support. And that's the way to get things done without having to move around too much down here. Because at the end of the day, Abraham always says, words don't teach, but everybody does a whole lot of talking for words not teaching. But it has to come from where you're at, right? How do I put it? Connect in with what was I saying? I don't know. Everything that's here, the higher soul, the lower soul, you know. Hi, Gemini Moon. So nice to see you. You never know who's going to show up during Mercury retrograde, right? Like last time, we had like 40,000 people. And, you know, then it gets quiet sometimes. Anyway. So, tuning in with all those things, that's a great way to go. And puts the drama into perspective. I think that's really what it's about. I was saying earlier that we do love the drama. I mean, there would be no television or film like we know it without drama. I mean, you can have a great story, but there always has to be a conflict. And that's how we learn here in a third dimensional duality society, is that we learn through the contrast. So if there is drama, at least something's happening. I mean, nothing happening is worse, I think. So... to acknowledge that it's a challenge and it's a lesson learning moment, and that there has to be a way around it. I mean, no movie is it, well, he ran into a challenge and that was the end of that. The end. That's also not a good story. We're not listening to that. There's always a way. If it's happening, then there's a way to have you be on your higher vibration again. Because it's our birthright. That's what we do. So that's always the goal, is to pull out of drama and into the good part. So, and I was listening to an Abraham the other day, and I haven't listened to him in a while. I've been exploring other things. But I came across one, and he was talking about fork in the road and upstream and downstream thoughts. And I thought this is just, the visual also was very helpful. Knowing how you learn is a good thing. Are you audio? Are you visual? Do you need to do a combination of both? I always really like a combination of both. But anyway, the visual is you're on a path and then it forks. And, you know, there's a bunker, or, you know, you can't go forward. You're either going to the left or you're going to the right, and you can't see too far past where either one goes. And so when you're having a thought about something, and the example was money, you know, you find yourself at a place where you have a bill to pay and you don't have the money to pay it. So you've got two options. You can start thinking, well, I've been here before. How did I get myself here? Why is this happening? God doesn't love me. You know, I'm never going to get out of this. And so that's all I kind of saw to the left. That's upstream thoughts that are really just keeping you in the same place. Like that's the road that loops back around. And you never really get anywhere, even though the scenery looks different. All those upstream thoughts, it's just because you're making a decision, but you're keeping yourself in the same place vibrationally of not having enough money to pay this bill. So then what's going to happen next month? Well, probably not have enough money to pay this bill. So however long and strong you're going on that path, the more you're going to be on that path. Or you can go, okay, we've been here before and we've always figured something out. That's a downstream, that's to the right. I know everything's always working out for me, and I know this is just a time when the money's a little, and I'm sure it's going to be fine, downstream thought. And then you keep having thoughts like that to the point where you go, all right, so, you know, I'm going to call this person and see what, you know, maybe this can help, or I can get a job over here, da, da, da. So I have a plan. And then you just stop thinking about it. And now you're off and running down the road to the right that just keeps going and doesn't loop you back around to the same place, unless you decide at some point later that you're going to stress about that place again. And then you're back at that place where you were doing that loop to the left. So that's how I see it. And vibrationally, you can totally feel the difference. And if you've put this into practice at all, like I have, you see it makes a gigantic difference. I mean, it does take some trust, because if you've been thinking about stressing about money for a long time, you've got a lot of momentum there. So once you stop thinking like that, you can still get manifestations that were coming from the old vibration, because it's kind of like, you know, throw up. It's like, and this. But it doesn't mean that you haven't changed your vibration. I mean, of course, with anything, that you have to sort of buy your time, and you have to go, I know I'm on a different vibration and I've now changed the matrix. So as long as I remember that, things may still look the same. I mean, they will, of course, immediately. But eventually, they have to change to me, because I'm the center point. I'm the force. So it has to comply to what I'm doing. And to not get discouraged when things don't change immediately or in a time frame that you think they should have, that may be short, like 3 weeks, you know. So it's really what it's about, the trusting in what's going on here, and that there is a plan for you. It's your plan. It's just that down in this body, you only see and understand a corner of the blueprint. You can't see it all from here, and that's why it's a fun game to play. You know, if you knew all the answers, who's playing the video game? Nobody. So you got to dumb yourself down a little bit, but it doesn't mean that the rest of you doesn't know what's going on. And it's showing, you know, just a little to the right, you know. Oh, my God, he turned around again. So to not turn around on your vibrations, on what you're working on, no matter what the reality looks like. Bashar says that a lot. So circumstances don't matter. Only state of being matters. Oh, yeah. Because the things that are happening around you are past manifestations, always. So if you like it, then keep doing that. But if you don't, then, you know, you have to do something different. So, and watching people who don't understand this, don't understand that they have a hand in what they're creating, don't understand that there is a plan and that, you know, they are being guided and they may not be listening. You know, what happens when you have someone like that in your life? I mean, that was my big run-in this weekend, was with a wonderful friend of mine. And just there's a block in trust, and he doesn't know that everything's working out for him. And he thinks that he's totally alone. And, like, he grew up in a communist country for most, I mean, it was communist for most, like, his first 20 years of his life. So, like, you can see this sort of, like, struggle with himself. And so you know where it's coming from. But it doesn't mean when it manifests itself and you're in it, it's not annoying. Like, they're sure that things, he's sure that things are going to go wrong. And so they do. And he's sure that, like, oh, there's no cabs out there. So then, you know, he waits half an hour for a cab. I was like, half an hour? I've never waited half an hour in the rain at 5 o'clock. Half an hour. That's crazy. And there were many examples in our time together of things just not working out. And I was getting annoyed because things work out with me. Like, they've been working out very well ever since I started to pay attention to my vibration and what I was putting out there. So now it's become commonplace. And then if something doesn't work out, I go, oh, well, I'm sure there's a reason for this, you know, and work it out, hopefully quickly. But to be with someone who also has a very powerful energy, I mean, he has no idea how powerful this guy is and how many wonderful things also he's manifested, but then he doesn't take credit for those things. Oh, that was just a fluke. That was just, you know, and you're just like, oh. So this powerful being is sure that things are going to be difficult. I mean, that's like fighting Zeus on a bad day. So, you know, and I'm coming with all love because he's, you know, one of my favorite people on the planet, but I only see him a couple times a year. So, and things aren't working out, and I'm getting annoyed. So, and then the minute I walked away from them, both trains, the local and the express, came right as I walked down the thing. I had to get a new card. No problem. We're just going to come a minute after you get on the platform. And then went, and then I had to change again, and it was coming in 1 minute, and I was home, like, at lickety speed. And, you know, I was like, oh, thank God. So you have to recognize what's going on there. I mean, just because I've been working on my vibration doesn't mean that I didn't get sucked into somebody else's thing. But I have to acknowledge that this happened to me, So I manifested it too. Why did I manifest this? And I realized I've been asking, who are the people that I can't help? Who are the people that, who's the client that's going to stump me? You know, just to be prepared, like to think about things that are impossible and then, you know, you're ready for them. They are possible by the time you get there. You know, that's what I'm thinking. So I manifested that. Somebody who is super powerful, who has no idea that they're powerful and is sure that life is going to be a struggle. And you have to work hard and pay to the nail for everything. And then that's what happens. So there's confirmation for what he feels. So it gets stronger and stronger. He keeps proving to himself that this is how life works. I mean, amazing. He was like, oh, I can't do this and that because, you know, things might happen at home. Things might happen. You don't understand. Other things have happened. This terrible incident happened. This other terrible thing happened. So you never know when another terrible thing might happen. And I was like, wow, all right. You seem awfully convinced that something terrible is going to happen, but okay. And the next day he was like, see, I told you we couldn't go out. Something terrible happened. And it did. Like some water main broke and nobody speaks English and all that. It was like a whole fiasco that they had to deal with, you know, for 5 hours during their vacation. And he's telling me the story. See? And I was like, yeah, I see that you're super powerful and you were so convinced that you totally manifested this. I mean, manifestation is not that much work. I mean, that's all you need. Like, you know, a strong visualization and the vibration to back it up and boom, there it is. Good or bad. The universe doesn't care. You can have whatever you want. So, you know, and there's no, at least to this day, there's no convincing him otherwise. You know, because it's a proven fact. Amazing. So now it's about, can I still hang out with this person? And then it's a battle of how much love and how much irritation is going on here and which one wins. And, you know, the love wins. I mean, come on, I'll put up with his bullshit for the rest of his life. He's a great dude because he's powerful and he's familiar and he's one of my kin. I know that. So I just need to remember to shield myself, you know, and when bullshit happens, that I just remember why. It's not that something is wrong with what I'm doing. It's, you know, you have entered the fun house with its funky mirrors. So, and then, you know, it's okay. So, yeah. And these times, like this Mercury retrograde and apparently, let's see. I mean, next year is supposed to be very, very different energetically. So we have 3 more months to figure it out. And really just clean up as much as we possibly can. So if we can remember every time that drama shows up, that it is a lesson. It is us trying to teach ourselves something. And there's always a way around it. The hero always has to be able to find a way. Otherwise, it's a crappy movie and nobody's watching it. So all these tricks and all these tips and all these different ways that, you know, I talk about it, it's really up to you how you put it together and how you find your triggers that make you angry, your triggers that create drama in your life for yourself, and also the triggers where you can find the inner calm and the triggers where you just, you know, peace yourself out. You're just like, all right, dude. Let's chill out and can flood yourself with a wave of calm. Like, okay, let's again, call in the angels, call in your energy, call in the grounding, and let's just take a minute. But, you know, in order to do that, you have to recognize that you're in some sort of dramatic situation. So that's definitely the first step, recognizing where you're at. And this being in the moment, you know, I've been learning about being in the moment for a while. And once you get it, you know, you're like, wow. And then you get it a little more and you're like, wow. And I realize now, like, there are certain moments where I'm having so many thoughts, I'm really not in the moment. But having so many thoughts is one of the things I do. So I have to find a way to, like, work with that. How do I up my game in the be in the moment arena while allowing for all these thoughts to happen? You know, because sometimes when you get to these places where you're like, oh my God, I know I need to get over this, but it's still annoying. So what do I do? What do I do? I've tried all these things. Oh, and I was going to talk about, oh, wow, 5 minutes. All right. When something needs to be said, when you have to say something, you can't stop, drop, and roll or let it go. Like, this needs to be acknowledged. And then it's about how you say it. I think it's interesting to look at how to know when something needs to be said. Like, I come from, my mother always, basically the default setting was, it'll be fine, don't worry, you don't want to say anything in anger that you don't mean. So I kind of stopped saying all kinds of things and then things annoy me and all of a sudden I've blown up in your face, right? So what to do when, sometimes I just have to wait for it. Give me 1 second. Preface with kind words and where you're coming from. That's what I wrote, when something needs to be said. I'm working on this, and that's why, you know, I'm a little back and forth, but I just thought I'd talk it out with you guys. When you have to say something, if you can start with where you're coming from, like, listen, I'm saying this because I'm feeling this way. If you're talking to someone who has any kind of compassion in them, it's going to soothe and till the soil a little bit for you to be able to say something that may not be popular. And sometimes, you know, I just have to get this off my chest. And then simply to watch the adjectives, you know, instead of like, I fucking hate it when you do that, or with this thing that, and trying and exaggerating this hugeness of this thing, you know, relax, like just say the facts, nothing but the facts, ma'am, please. Because then you can stir the pot of emotion, and that's the other thing. You know, if you can just say something that needs to be said with as little emotion as possible, while still showing that you're feeling something about this and it's bothering you, so you need to say it. I think that's where the balance is. So, yeah, it's not to say it in the moment. Sometimes you need to, sometimes you don't. I think this is really advanced class, but also especially with women, we need to learn how to say what we're feeling and let it be okay, and to know that the consequences are not going to be the end of the world. I think that's very important. So, yeah, speak your piece. But think it out first and figure out where you're at. See things from a higher point of view and, you know, float through the drama as best you can. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And check out our website, spirittherapynyc.com. And check out daughtersofisis.com for all of your tools. And, yeah, keep on keeping on. I know everybody's got things going on right now. So, you know, see it from the higher power and keep it moving and, you know, do what you can to calm yourself. That's all I have to say. So good night, everyone. Peace and love. And Godspeed you on your journey. And we'll see you next week. Good night.